from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. You've got till October 22nd to register to vote in time for this November's election. But the LA Times reports that is not what everybody heard before Monday afternoon when they called 800-345-VOTE.
Hello, this is Deborah Bowen, California Secretary of State. Don't forget to vote, and thank you for calling my voter assistance hotline.
Well, that part's correct, but some callers were told registration is now closed. The problem has been fixed. A spokeswoman for the office says the line can handle 24 calls at a time before rolling over to a backup line, which held a message that was supposed to begin running October 23rd. A TV ad that was going to run today criticizing Proposition 30 won't. Molly Munger, the Pasadena attorney behind Proposition 38, relented after some of her supporters, including the California PTA and Superintendent of Public Instruction, urged her to back off. A number of political analysts say inviting comparisons between 30 and 38 effectively turns voters off both measures. Some 26 states have passed three strikes laws, which impose long prison terms for repeat offenders. But only in California can prosecutors seek a life sentence, even if the third strike is for a relatively minor felony, like drug possession. That could change if voters approve Proposition 36 on the ballot this November, as Michael Montgomery reports.
In 1997, Norman Williams was sent to state prison for a 25-to-life sentence. His crime, stealing a jack from a tow truck in Long Beach. Because Williams had two previous burglary convictions, he was swept up by California's three strikes law. Williams was sent to a maximum security lockup alongside murderers, rapists, and other violent criminals.
You know, I never wanted to do my whole life in prison. Nobody wants to be, you know, caged like that.
But thanks to the help of an attorney and some Stanford Law School students, Williams got out. On a recent day, I met him in front of a halfway house in San Jose, where he directs cleaning crews for a program that provides work for ex-offenders. Williams says cleaning, especially floors, is the only thing he learned while locked up.
But in prison, you know, it's long hauls, and we had to clean those on a daily basis. The only thing I could do was work inside the prison.
Today, Williams is one of about two dozen three strikers who have won their release through the work of a Stanford University law clinic founded by Mike Romano. In Williams' case, the prosecutor actually agreed that the sentence was too harsh, and Romano got it amended. From this experience, an idea emerged. Why not draft a ballot initiative to ensure that stories like Williams won't be repeated?
When people originally passed the three strikes law in 94, it said the campaigns were about keeping serious and violent murderers, child molesters in prison for the rest of their lives. And I think that's what people really want and are kind of shocked to hear that people have been sentenced to life for petty theft.
Romano helped write Proposition 36 on the ballot next month. It would amend state law so a felon could be sentenced to life only if the third strike was for a serious or violent crime. Current three strikers could appeal their sentences if their last conviction was non-serious and non-violent. The Yes on 36 campaign has gathered support from across the political spectrum, and some of its ads focus on the costs of enforcing three strikes.
What you should care about are the $100 million that are being spent on thousands of people that are locked up for non-violent and non-serious offenses that are taking away from our education system.
The focus has to be on community safety.
Carl Adams heads the California District Attorneys Association and is speaking out against Proposition 36. At a recent assembly hearing in Sacramento, Adams told lawmakers that apart from a few big city prosecutors, most DAs around the state believe three strikes should stand as it is.
We want to remove the worst offenders from society for the sake of our communities. And we want to do it no matter what it costs.
Adams and other supporters say three strikes gives prosecutors a tool to get the most dangerous criminals off the streets.
I don't know why anybody would want to fix something that doesn't require fixing.
Mark Class is among the state's fiercest defenders of the current three strikes law. His daughter Polly's murder at the hands of a career criminal fueled the three strikes movement.
So it's really about preventing future victimizations, and I think that many crimes have been prevented as a result of this controversial but effective policy.
Today, around 9,000 inmates are serving life terms under the Three Strikes Law. For about half those inmates, the third strike was a nonviolent offense. At San Quentin Prison, inmates formed a self-help group called Hope for Strikers, and they meet regularly in this chapel just off the main entrance. Most of the men in this group say they are here for nonviolent crimes. Some even voted for the original Three Strikes Law. Joey Mason, who lived in Petaluma, remembers the frenzy surrounding the abduction and murder of Polly Klass.
And it devastated a lot of people. But no one, I don't believe in my heart that, I never believed that the three strike was going to go after us men.
Another inmate, Sajjad Shakur, says he also supported three strikes, not knowing it would land him in prison on a life sentence for instigating a fist fight.
I thought it was a good law, to be honest with you, because it was sold as if you cannot stay out of prison, then chances are you probably belong in prison.
If voters decide to amend the Three Strikes Law, some 1,500 inmates could petition to have their sentences reduced, although not many of the men in this group. That's because their crimes, burglary and drug dealing, still qualify as a third strike.
Prop 36 is not going to affect a lot of people. It's going to affect a very small group of three strikers.
Still, Shakur is one of the few who could see his freedom because his crime, inciting the fight, wouldn't qualify as a third strike.
It's a lot of responsibility on us to go out there and not just to transition to society in meaningful ways, but to be leaders.
While opponents of Proposition 36 argue that the early release of any three strikers is too big a risk for California, its backers point to the example set by the three strikers who have been let out. Of the 26 people who have won their release through the Stanford Law Clinic, the supporters say all but one has stayed out of prison. A recent field poll showed 70% of likely voters support the idea of limiting the state's three strikes law. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
Our story was co-reported by Monica Lamb in collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting. The California Report's got you covered on all state ballot measures this November. Look for the link to our proposition guide online at californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Tuesday, October 16th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and the California Endowment. Health happens in neighborhoods at calendow.org.